Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Whoa, sorry. With Ike Spike and Fritz. Sorry, it's... I know.
We're all working through things.
Just working through stuff here.
Yeah.
How did it
that
feel?
Good.
Yeah. How did it feel sitting in the comfortable chair while singing? Feels a little bit better.
Open up the vocal cords.
Yeah. Maybe we do a whole set here next time.
Yeah. I'm ready to have my tush pushed.
Whoa.
Nice. Someone likes 530 Creed.
Holy moly. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where you're not allowed to do that out in the open here.
We're not pushing tushes out here.
No, I don't know. Maybe in the back.
Ooh, that's an old drop.
Maybe in the back room over there.
Yeah.
Maybe play two. Let's get to, before we get back to the football, get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Ah, it's good to finally address the Phils. Good to finally address the baseball team. Got a lot of tweets yesterday. Is football season loser? Who cares? I care.
You asked for it.
Yeah.
You asked for that treatment.
I know.
No one tweets that of me. Yeah. I talk about the Phillies all the time.
We're going through stress with the damn Eagles, and you're tweeting about the Phillies.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Meaningless game. I only cared about two games yesterday.
Yes. Unless Schwarber hit three home runs yesterday.
Sure, yeah.
Brewers, Reds, and Mets, Marlins. Those are the two games I cared about yesterday.
Speaking of Mets, Marlins, pour one out for the 2025 New York Mets.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Here's how it sounded as their season went down the toilet.
And he pulls one on the ground, a chance for two to second one, back to first. And the Mets agonizing 3.5 month slow motion collapse is complete.
Yes. Can I tell you, even better with the Reds losing yesterday, because the Mets went up in the ninth knowing that they could still be in the playoffs if they won the game. If the Reds had won, that would have been over. So good. So good.
Yep. Kill mode had a big moment. Yep. Tyler Phillips.
Tyler Phillips closed the game. Former Philly. Local
big Phillies
guy.
Fan.
Yep. Yes.
Francisco Alvarez. Game on the line.
Strikes out swinging
per usual. And I loathe Francisco Alvarez. Snapped his bat over his knee.
Oh.
Truly beautiful. And then I love this. Salty Mets booth. Chastising the Marlins after the game. Here this was.
Really? I'm watching the Marlins. They just took a team picture in front of their dugout like they're going to the postseason.
Oh, this was their World Series. Oh, yep, they took goodness. Two out of three, knocked the Mets out of the postseason. We saw the Reds celebrating in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They're mad.
Stop being haters. Yeah, be mad at your own team.
Yeah.
Lose. I mean, I don't know what the hell the Marlins are taking a picture for either, but who cares?
Well, they finished the season strong, and they were happy they kept the Mets out of the playoffs.
Yes, exactly.
That's fine.
It's petty by them. I like it.
And you know what? Good for Major League Baseball, because everybody knows the scandal that we had in, what, 2017 with the Astros?
All the cheating. Yeah.
The cheating. The Mets, obviously, we caught the Mets cheating in the middle of the year, and it's good that the Mets aren't in the playoffs because we don't have another cheating scandal.
Yep.
Would have been bad for baseball.
Yep.
Now we know they got caught in the middle of the year. They weren't able to continue afterwards, and the Mets season is over. Our very own Sal Licata on WFAN today talking about maybe trading Francisco Lindor. I love it.
I'll take him.
I love. Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, he can play second base.
No, he was playing shortstop.
Yeah, Trey got to go to the outfield for Lindor. Yep, sorry.
Some little things from over the weekend. That was some life on Noel's fastball.
Talk to me.
There was some life.
Talk to me.
Signs of life.
That was a double A team he was facing, though.
Yeah.
We don't care.
I know, but, you know, it was a good. No going through five,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Perfection.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect for a little damn bit home run.
Yeah. Yeah. Shocker that it ended with a home run.
You got to take solo bombs with Nola.
Yes.
So you take that. And another shaky Duran ninth, but he got through it. Would have been nice if JT could squeeze a baseball and frame a spot.
Frame it.
Yeah.
Ever since Jack put me onto that, I can't stop noticing it. It drives me crazy now.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Nervous.
I know. Trey made his debut on Sunday. They played everyone. Now, it didn't really help the offense.
No.
I mean, the offense is still pretty
decent. How do you look?
I don't know.
I thought you watched.
I wasn't locked in. I was
batting title, Trey.
I did, yeah.
The lowest batting average for a batting title in history, 305, yeah. I believe, or 303.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yep. Tony Gwynn did that in his sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his worst year, he had 300.
Wow, he's facing 88 miles an hour with no movement.
Oh.
Everyone throws 100 now.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge hit 331.
Not disrespecting Tony Gwynn. I'm disrespecting players that didn't play in this era. It's as simple as that. And then Chris Sanchez closed out, and Rob Thompson pulled him early.
Yeah.
Let him get a big ovation from the crowd. It was a really good moment. I think I was thinking about it today. Him and Zach Bond just being great out of nowhere
is amazing.
It's crazy. Chris Sanchez was like an afterthought. They would bring him up. They would bring him up from AAA when they needed a starter, and then something happened. Something clicked, and he is one of the three best pitchers in the National League.
Yeah,
dude. Christopher Sanchez being as good as he is, nobody expecting it. Zach Bond coming here, the Eagles didn't even expect him to be as good as he was.
Yep.
And then we draft Jahad Campbell with a bum shoulder in the first round, and he turns out to be, we normally get the guy who we hope is going to be good, but he never really turns out to be what we hope he's going to turn out to be. I think Jahad may be better than we figured.
Yeah. Well, Cooper DeGene in the second round.
Cooper. Come on, man.
I mean, it's crazy. It's been a good run here.
It's a good turn for us as Philadelphia fans, man.
And I know Skeens is going to win the Cy Young, and maybe he should, but Christopher Sanchez's numbers are right there. They are right there. I said it before. He was doing it for a team that was in a pennant race.
Meaningful baseball.
I think that is harder to do than it is for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul Skeens is unbelievable. Probably I am more impressed watching him than I am watching Skubal. I think he's probably the best pitcher in baseball. But Christopher Sanchez absolutely deserves Cy Young votes. He was unbelievable this year. And it was the whole year. It was beginning to end.
Yeah.
He didn't really have a down part the entire year.
He would have one bad start. You know, the Mets game comes to mind. That could have cost him. He had that start out in Chicago after he threw the complete game against the White Sox. That probably cost
him.
But besides that, he's been nails.
He's been monster.
And now he's got the pressure of filling in for Zach Wheeler in the postseason. We know what Zach Wheeler's done in the postseason. It's on Sanchez now to claim that role, and I got a lot of faith in him.
Yeah, I'm not nervous at all about Sanchez filling that role, you know?
So the Dodgers are going to go Blake Snell in Game 1 and Yamamoto in Game 2. If they win those first two games, that means that Ohtani starts Game 1 here.
You know why that's good? Because he's only going to pitch five innings.
Yeah.
And that means we get to their bullpen after five.
Yeah,
I don't mind facing Ohtani in that first.
And their bullpen has collapsed
slowly
down the stretch, has the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Tanner Scott. Now, they've got a lot of lefties they can throw at the Phillies, but, yeah.
What we saw in that series, the Phillies-Dodgers series, they weren't able to hit the starters. They had no problem with the bullpen, though. So I don't mind Ohtani starting. That's fine. He's going to throw five innings.
Yeah.
So, and final thing here, looks like we're trying to get some game times. The Flyers have moved their game up to 3 o'clock. On Saturday, people are theorizing that
I
means
they moved it up to 12:30.
Yeah, it moves from 12:30. They moved it from 3 p.m. to 12:30. My bad.
So it'll be 7 o'clock.
So that's 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So if they can either be 1 or 7 on Saturday, I would assume
it'll be 7.
It's 7.
Give me 7.
They didn't move the game to put it at exactly the same time as the Phillies.
Yeah. And then Monday, it's either 6 or 9:30.
6.
9:30, there's no shot.
I can't be up. I can't. There's no way.
We're not starting a playoff game here at 9:30.
East Coast at 9:30?
I got to tell you what, Jordan, are we doing the show over?
Oh, no, I found out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we will be at the ballpark.
Okay, all right, okay. All
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Rod Lakin? Ballpark Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's a 9:30 start, it's going to be a long pregame show.
Yeah, there's no way 9:30.
Yeah.
No
9:30.
Way.
Yeah. You're going to have to tell me what happens on Tuesday
exactly.
morning.
Yeah, exactly. No way I'm doing that.
Yeah, how'd that go last night, Jack? I'll text you in the morning. Yeah. As soon as
I'm off at 6. I will not be at that game if it's at 9:30.
Yeah,
9:30, no.
Yeah.
Well, but the dangerous thing is if I watch it from home, I am falling asleep.
There's no shot you're falling asleep during a playoff game.
No shot.
I would have to caffeine up.
Why?
A 9:30 game?
Dude, it's the intensity of playoff
baseball.
The
problem is staying up till 9:30 when I have nothing to do beforehand.
Oh, okay. A little catnap.
Yeah,
set
I might have to do a nap.
Set a little alarm.
Might have to do a nap.
Yeah.
That it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. So now we can get stress-free baseball to watch, except for Ike with his Reds.
Yeah, I honestly was saying this off the air. I prefer the Dodgers. I don't need the agony of the Reds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Us teasing you?
And I really
I just don't need the agony of the Reds.
Okay.
I'm happy that they got in the playoffs. Yep. That's enough for me.
And I mean, I really don't. They're not going to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They could.
They could.
Pitching is pretty good.
Pitching's really good. Hunter Green's awesome.
I'm telling you.
Andrew Abbott's been great.
You got to get Lincoln to get the lie detector.
Now, if the Reds beat the Dodgers, we're going to Cincinnati.
Can I tell you? I will pay for it we are going to Cincinnati if they're Cincinnati.
Nice.
Yes.
Going to Cincy.
You hear that, Lakin? I don't care.
He's getting.
We got to go to Cincinnati.
He's getting tighter.
Chili and spaghetti for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, except for me.
Oh yes.
I'll just have the spaghetti.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, other stuff around the league. Giants get their first win under Jackson Dart, but Malik Nabers tears his ACL. He's out for the year.
That is rough.
Yeah,
That is rough.
I don't know how they're going to score points without.
Yeah,
Malik
without
Nabers.
Malik Nabers.
Yeah, and Jackson Dart.
It sucks for Jackson Dart because now he's going to really look terrible.
Well, had a couple of moments, but he threw 13 passes or something.
Yeah,
you know, and they're running him too much. He's going to get hurt within two games. Big game for your guy Cam Scataboo, though. I think 20 carries or something.
Man, I'm telling you, that dude should be an Eagle.
Oh, he'd be a great Eagle.
You would have been great.
Incredibly popular here.
That dude should be an Eagle. Fit right in.
So, Packers now, 2-1-1 after tying the Cowboys last night, lose to the Browns, give up 40 points to the Cowboys, whose offense looks pretty good, by the way.
Yeah.
They got to do something. You know, we've lived through ties here.
Yeah.
No more ties in the NFL.
NFL game should never end in a tie.
No.
They were walking to the field last night in midfield, and it was just like, are we happy?
Sad? Wow, yeah, woohoo!
Jack, are you old enough to remember Donovan not knowing that there were ties?
Of course.
What a moment.
I'm glad we didn't ask him today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have said that. Hey, Donovan tied last night. Did you even know that could happen?
Yeah. I'm sure that would have gone well.
Yep.
I'm sure that would have gone well.
And then the Chiefs, out of nowhere, dropped 40 points on the Ravens.
Told you they're not dead yet.
No, they are definitely not dead.
Youngest player to 250 passing touchdowns?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, not dead yet.
And Lamar with a hamstring, so who knows what happens there.
That Baltimore team, man. Offense is fine. They didn't look good yesterday offensively.
No, but their defense has been...
Defense has been bad every game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all year. All
yes.
Year.
Ray Lewis is turning over in his grave.
Yeah, still alive, but yeah.
No, I know he's still alive, but still.
Also.
It doesn't work unless he's dead.
Also a good Penn State special on Saturday.
Oh, come on, man.
I only heard about it.
Big game James, baby. Big game James.
So.
They fought to get back in that game.
Dude, it was a tough sports weekend. U.S. got blasted mostly in the Ryder Cup.
So, you know I don't watch college football at all. I get a text from a neighbor, Bill. He's like, you watching Penn State? I said, no, man. He said, quarterbacks looks like he's wearing shorts. And I thought it was crazy. And then I looked at it.
Yeah.
Do they wear shorts?
No, they just hike the – our quarterback at Michigan State does the same thing. It drives me crazy. They basically aren't wearing knee pads anymore.
Okay.
And because they aren't wearing knee pads, they basically
– Oh, the pants slide up.
Tuck the pants – or either they tuck it under there to where it looks like that.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah. It looks dangerous, quite frankly.
Yeah. Can't be wearing shorts.
But they allow them to do it in college.
Yeah.
They don't allow them to do that in the NFL. But, yeah, they're just – yeah, I don't know how you don't wear knee pads. These kids, they don't get taped anymore. They don't get the ankles taped.
That's why they're getting hurt all over
the place. I couldn't imagine playing without getting my ankles taped.
Soft.
Well, no, that's actually
– kind of.
I would think it leads to more injuries because the tape is supposed to restrict.
Keep everything in place.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
No neck rolls. I couldn't imagine playing without a neck roll.
Giant head, giant shoulder pads. I love those pictures. Old pictures of you and Richie.
Well, Richie's were bigger than mine.
Oh, my God. Richie looked like he was wearing a house on his shoulders. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's up, Mike? What's up, Spike? What's up, Richie? My second blunder. I apologize for that. It won't happen again.
All good.
It won't happen again. I'm on phone. I wanted to speak on Nick. I wanted to speak on AJ. But before I speak on those guys, you had a previous caller, and I think his name was Reese.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to trade Jalen.
Made a lot of sense.
I told Spike, I said, I won't call up and defend my quarterback anymore because my quarterback has proven himself. But it really burns me when they bring that Super Bowl up. It really burns me. It really burns my soul because, you know, the narrative that he was saying that was that, it's because of our defense. Well, if it's because of our defense, Reese, it's because of your defense that lost that Super Bowl. Because my quarterback took us up by 10, since you want to mention that fumble. So your defense couldn't stop Patty Mahomes every time he came down. It burns and eats me when people got something to say about the quarterback that had one of the greatest Super Bowl performances in NFL history.
Oh, don't let yourself get wrapped up in that. Reese is a legendary Jalen hater. I mean, he's number one. He's probably ahead of Jack.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, I hear you, and like I said, you know, I don't even fight with you with that anymore. But that one right there, that one doesn't sit well with me when it comes to Jalen in that performance.
Grind your gears.
Yeah, he played great. And then, look, they probably win if he doesn't fumble, but he played great.
Best player on the field in the Super Bowl.
Yes, he played great.
That took us up by 10 at halftime, and the defense was supposed to win the game. But let's
slippery field.
Let's say that again.
It's slippery field.
Who said that?
Well, I'm saying it was Fritz slippery field. What do you want? Neutralize the Hassan Reddick. And the bad call at the end. We should be two-time champs.
I don't want to hear about any slippery fields. Like, go and do your job.
Well,
do your job. So you're telling me every play, you know, Sam, was a slippery field? No, I'm sorry. I don't. That ain't what I want to. I want to accept. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Let me get to Coach Sirianni because I know that's a Spice guy, and you know, Jalen's my guy. Yo. Another caller called up.
When did I become the Nick Sirianni guy?
And your boy Kevin Petula.
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got it. Nick's not my guy, and it's because he did this one thing. But I got to give it to Nick. Like, Nick's been showing me, like, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
But why is Nick not your guy, but Jalen is your guy? If we're doing
I'm gonna tell you why Nick's not my guy. The one thing you don't do in this city, and I say in this city because 11th and Fairmount is where I was born at. I literally have blood in those projects. My blood has spilt on those pavements. You don't bark at us. That's a no-no. I will go into that stadium and I will fight anybody. A Raiders fan, a Dallas fan, I will fight anybody. I will get some of those old jail cells for you, Nick. Don't bark at us. That rubbed me the wrong way. But it's not personal. Right. It's business. So, you know, when he's doing what he's supposed to do, doing his job, I got to give him his credit. Guy has been a great coach. He's coached very good between from that Browns game on up. I mean, I don't really appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the talk about me. I don't. You know, you got to give the man his credit. Give the man credit when it's due. And yep. He's been a good coach.
Of course.
He's been a good coach.
Yeah.
He's been a good coach. So, AJ.
Yeah.
You played a position that I fell in love with. I understand you. But here in this city, we have a culture from the top all the way from Jeffrey Lurie to Howie Roseman down to the water boy, all the way down to the people that serve your food. This is the culture that you stay off the Twitter. Don't be Jerry Jones. We here in Philadelphia, we love Jerry Jones because he can't shut his mouth. He can't be quiet. No, we keep everything in-house and locked. I understand you, and I'm not an AJ guy. I don't know if y'all remember the call, me and OG Wade. Well, I was saying that I didn't want to trade AJ, but I'm here. You know, I think AJ's that guy. OG Wade wanted to trade AJ. I'm not an AJ guy, but he ain't that guy to me. It ain't no trade, no AJ. I don't care what nobody say. It ain't no trade, no Dayton. I don't care what nobody say. But AJ, just keep it inside. And if you can't, just keep it in-house with the team. Keep it in-house with the team.
Hi, it is.
All right, bros.
All right, there he is. Yep. All right, it is. The text line, which I almost forgot, is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. I promise I almost forgot. I wasn't trying to avoid it.
Because oh, I'm sure.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
After taking L after L last season, it shouldn't be this hard for Reese to make a funny anti-Hertz call. If we traded him to the Midday Show and brought back Mad Mike, he'd thrive in that role. Listeners of the Afternoon Show.
If people aren't Reese fans, but it got the phone calls going.
Yeah,
I'm sure it did.
Reese has got a take.
Yeah.
You know?
Sticks to it.
Yeah.
Takes a while to call.
Yeah. I mean, trading Jalen Hurts is a wild take.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild. Yeah.
20 straight wins.
What's next?
We told them we were talking today, as in the Monday after the game. Can we push it back to 6 o'clock? The Eagles putting together a plan to get out of talking about AJ.
I thought Nick did a great job talking
Man,
about AJ.
First question, too. They didn't even wait.
It was a pretty direct question, too. Yeah. Like, is he happy here?
Yes.
Does he still want to be here?
That was Zach Berman?
I thought it was McManus.
It might have been McManus.
Ears tell me McManus.
All right. We got to give credit. We got to find out who it was. But it was a good question. Even said, quoted a Bible verse. Like, everything was – didn't allow Nick to say – I don't know what you're talking about. Gave him full context. So what's next?
Unfortunately, that happened. Jack talking about the Baker interception, the Jordan Davis blocked field goal, the Travis Kelce interception, and the CeeDee Lamb drops. Joe and Pensonkin.
You really slipped up on that one.
That was quite a moment.
Yep.
Quite a moment.
Unfortunately, that happened.
It's up. Yeah.
What's next?
Just don't ask me about ties. Just don't ask me about ties. Just don't ask me about ties. Donovan during his call.
That would for an already tense phone call.
I don't think it was tense.
It wasn't tense. It was just, you know, you and him.
He just let me finish. I don't know what his deal is.
Because he's anticipating what you're saying.
Yes. He just, you know, you guys are nitpicking. You're nitpicking. You spent the whole call telling me the offense wasn't good.
Yeah,
if I asked you if the offense wasn't good, you would turn it around on me.
I know.
Donovan. We got to have a sit down with that guy.
Yeah.
What's next?
Reporter 1. Does AJ want to be here, Nick? Reporter 2. What's up with AJ, Nick? Reporter 3. Is AJ good, Nick? Ruben Frank. Nick, why is this defense so damn good? Mike in Havertown.
Come on, man. Leave Rube alone.
Leave Rube alone. He's not here for your clicks.
Oh, my God. So good. What's next?
Oh, I'm glad you agree with me. Donovan's internal monologue when Spike started talking.
At one point, you were like, I agree with you, Donovan. And I feel like in his head, he was like, no.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Just what I was waiting for.
Oh, great. I'm
Thank so- God.
Thank God you yeah. agree with
Oh, man, I was worried.
Yeah. You bring me onto this show.
Yeah. What's next?
Do the Eagles play their starters during the preseason? Only people who haven't heard the weekly Donovan hit.
Text line.
He doesn't like that. Yeah, doesn't like that they don't play in the preseason.
No. That's where we grew up, man.
Yeah.
We grew up playing in the preseason.
I know. I agree.
Hell, Andy would have you playing into the third quarter.
Yes. Good. Good. That's how you make football players, by playing football.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next is the Jordan Mailata Show. It is Jordan Mailata, of course, myself and Elliot Shore Parks. Then the Players Lounge right here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Players Lounge will be Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. Otherwise, we will see you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.